You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Monday. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. You are going to hear something that my associate pastor just preached yesterday at Island Community Church. The sermon is, well, it's a look at slavery in the Bible. You know, if I've heard it once, I've heard it 100 times by liberals and progressives and people that make the comment that I'd never believe in a God that sanctions or authorizes slavery. Or that there's slavery in the Bible, therefore I refuse to be a believer. Well, you know what, friend? You're right. There is slavery in the Bible. And this is what we're going to look at all the times. This word slavery is in the Bible. Sometimes it's translated servant or bondservant. That's what Pastor Darren's going to be looking at here this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So stick with us here and join us here for this message today from Associate Pastor Darren Solana.
Pastor kind of laid some of my groundwork for me. I did speak to him last Sunday in Sunday school, and I thought it was, it's a little bit more ironic than what he made it out to be, because it was like Sunday evening, Sharon and I went out to the park, and on the way out there, we heard a preacher preaching on doulos, which is a Greek word for slave, study in Romans 1. I thought, wow, well, you know, pastor preaches on that all the time, so on the way out, we're listening to it, and I'm going, amen, hallelujah, amen, that's right. And then Monday, I get up and get in my truck, get ready to go to work, and I turn the radio on, and there's a preacher preaching on doulos, Greek word. That's okay. Wow, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, that's kind of odd, that's twice. And then I'm in and out of my truck all the time during the day. So throughout the period of the day, I think I hop back in my truck again, and here's another preacher preaching on doulos. And then here comes Tuesday. Adrian Rogers is on. He's preaching on. I'm like, they're all preaching. And they were pretty much preaching. The weird thing about it is they were pretty much all preaching the same sermon, from Adrian Rogers to John MacArthur, all the way through, and some of the other ones that I didn't recognize their voice. But I was telling Pastor about that on Sunday in Sunday school, and he goes, you're preaching this weekend, duh! I think God's trying to tell you something. And I was like, really? And so I started this Monday morning. Oh, I'm back feeding here. Title of this is Slaves to Christ. I'm going to be in Romans, Book of Romans. For anybody that knows me, probably already knew that I was going to be in the Book of Romans. Because if you know me, you know I love the Book of Romans. If you don't know me, I have a saying, and that saying is, read the Book of Romans, and when you're done, read the Book of Romans, and when you're done, read the Book of Romans, and etc. I firmly believe that if all I had was the Book of Romans, and that's it, if that was the only book that I had out of the Bible, I firmly believe that if I truly understood all of the book of Romans and truly understood it, I could be probably one of the greatest theologians that there ever was. Just understanding the book of Romans, there's just so much there. And every time I read it, I find more. And every time I look for a reference or something, if I'm over in the book of Matthew or something and I'm looking for a reference and it sends me back to the book of Romans, it just keeps referencing me back to the book of Romans. But I love the book of Romans. Enough said. I'm starting at Romans 1:1, and I'm going to be brief. I'm not going to read a whole lot there because it says, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ. I don't know how everyone else reads mine. I'm in the New King James, and it reads, a bondservant of Jesus Christ. The Greek word for bondservant in this case is doulos, which does not mean bondservant. It means slave. I started a study on this, just this word, this doulos. So this really actually should read, Paul, a slave of Jesus Christ. Interesting enough, in one of my studies that I did, and it was like the first one that I came to, the author of the study had mentioned that 150 times in the New Testament, the Greek word doulos was mistranslated as servant or bondservant. 150 times. And I thought, wow, that's an awful high number. So I did my homework on it, which I figured I should, just because that was a high number. So I get my Strong's Concordance out, I get my Interlinear Bible out, I get my Vines Dictionary out, and I've got all these big books laying on my desk, you know, big books. I mean, these things like this. And so I go through and I start counting. And I'm going through and I'm thinking, well, I'll never get to 150. And then, well, I start creeping up on 90, and I'm still counting the times when doulos was mistranslated as servant or bondservant. I counted myself, and I'm not saying that his figures are wrong. His figures might be right. It might be 150 times that it was mistranslated in the New Testament. I'm saying for myself, I counted 117 times that the word doulos, slave, was translated as servant or bondservant. And which, in the study of, I did a big study on all three words. And in the study of it, these three words have very similar qualities and characteristics to one another. Very similar in a lot of their attributes. But there's one way where they're not similar. And the word slave denotes an ownership. And that's a huge difference from the other two, because slave denotes an ownership. To be a slave, you need to be owned by someone. That's the difference between a slave and a servant or a bondservant. Keep that in the back of your mind. I didn't want to take the guy's word for it. So I did count myself. That's what I come up with. But that's not all of where I want to go with this. Because in the process of this, putting this sermon together, I thought that the reason that I was going in this direction was to go in this direction. And the Lord kind of started me in that direction and just said, no, we're just going to start there. We're going someplace else through it. But it was like he showed me that he wanted to take me a little bit deeper than what appeared to be on the surface of it. And besides that, I don't want to stay there too long. But I want to lay this foundation. And the foundation that I want to lay to start this off is 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. And you can turn there if you like. It's kind of a short verse. 19, it says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. It's pretty interesting. And it's pretty clear. It says, you are not your own, and that you were bought with a price. It says, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Okay, so we know in the Word that the Word says you're not your own, and that you were bought with a price, and that you belong to God. So you are God's property. Which is why Paul can very easily say in Romans 1, that he is a slave to Jesus Christ. But not just look there. Look at, you can turn to Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. Matter of fact, I'll turn there with you. Philippians 1 and 12 says, but I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. So it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Paul says his chains are in Christ. Kind of denotes a binding up. Kind of interesting enough, too, if you look at the first verse in Philippians, when it says, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ. That's the Greek word doulos. So that means slave. Somebody mentions that their chains are in Christ, it means that they're bound to him. And that, I think that's a pretty serious declaration that Paul's making. When he says, my chains are in Christ, that means he's bound to Christ. Okay, I've laid the groundwork that I wanted to lay. Let's turn back to the book of Romans, chapter 6. But I need to read the whole chapter because it pertains to this whole issue. It says, chapter 6, verse 1.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Good morning, and God bless you. Thanks for listening here today to 91.5 WMIE Radio. Paul Esposito with you, station manager. Just want to remind everyone, this is day one of our fundraiser here, where we are raising up the money we need to continue to bring to you great programs such as this. If you'd like to help us with our goal today or this week, the phone number here is 321-632-1000. You can put it on your card if you like. If you're the type that pays off your card every month, then I encourage you, give me a call here. You can use your credit card or debit card. 321-632-1000 is our number. We're raising up $35,000 this week. We're over half.